This is Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Welcome. This is Duncan Newcomer. Here's a story about Lincoln and three kittens. It is a scene from a play entitled The Last Days of Lincoln by the poet Mark Van Doren. It is March 25th, 1865, and Lincoln is down in Virginia to meet with General Ulysses S. Grant to discuss how to conduct the surrender of the South, which is imminent. Lincoln is sitting near the entrance of Grant's official hut, talking with an admiral. They are watching a campfire between the house and a tree, and they are watching the three kittens playing on the ground and around the tree. The kittens are gray. Lincoln in this script is as playful as are the kittens. And if this story of Lincoln and the kittens isn't true, it should be. It certainly is the kind of story Lincoln himself would tell, and tell in order to make a point. Lincoln loved humor and being humorous, but he never just told a story or a joke for his own sake. He always had an underlying point to make. Lincoln, in the play, asks his military host if he might break military discipline and speak to the young corporal standing at attention. Permission, of course, is granted to the commander-in-chief, and Lincoln says, "Corporal, I've been wondering about those gray kittens. Are they Confederates?" Lincoln is up to something here, but he appears to be either fooling around or foolish. The corporal stammers out that he doesn't know if they are Confederate kittens or not, and Lincoln supposes that, yes, it would be hard to tell, and then asks the soldier if he would bring one of the kittens over to him. Now what? As Lincoln begins petting the kitten in his lap, he asks if he might also have the other two. The corporal, now feeling that he is on a special mission, agrees, and now Lincoln has three gray kittens in his lap. He finds out that their mother has been killed. He sees that they are orphans. He asks the corporal to make sure that they get some food and milk and plenty of it. Lincoln now brings his foolishness to a point. He asks his military host if the kittens are Confederates, should he, in fact, hang them? His host allows us how that might be proper, but he doubts that Lincoln would ever do such a thing. Lincoln notices the sharp claws on the kittens, but they agree that even if those claws were clipped, they would grow again. There is, of course, a political parallel being revealed here in this seeming farce. What is Lincoln planning to do with the Confederate states, all of the gray kittens? He admits that while he may not hang these little rebels, there are others who would and even do it behind his back. You see, now he has been rehearsing in his mind and heart, playing with these kittens, joking, fooling around, making it all so simple. A spiritual person pays attention to the reality that is deeper than appearance. A spiritual person like Lincoln sees beyond the boundaries that most people think are real. Lincoln thought of the South, that they had never really left the nation. Was he being foolish or wise? A spiritual person sees below the divisions that most people think are real. Lincoln saw the humanity of the Southerner just like he saw the humanity of the slave. A spiritual person sees above reason in the place where laws become ethics and thoughts become wisdom and emotions become values. Beyond, below, above. Spiritual life sees. Because on the spiritual level, life is not political, it's tragic and comic. A spiritual person lives by revelations and insights, not just facts and thoughts. In such a spectrum, from kittens to war settlement, we see the spiritual life of Lincoln leading him, even us, down in honor to the latest generation. This is Duncan Newcomer, and this has been Quiet Fire, the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln.